Well, here's one last little story to end our day with. An elderly gentleman had serious hearing problems for a number of years. He went to the doctor, and the doctor was able to have him fitted for a set of hearing aids that allowed the gentleman to hear 100%. The elderly gentleman went back in a month to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Your hearing is perfect. Your family must be really pleased you can hear again." To which the gentleman said, "Oh, I haven't told them yet. I just sit around and listen to their conversations. I've changed my will 5 times. Well, the Lord really gives us his last will and testament at the end of the Gospels, you know, when he says, "Go out into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature." But it really his farewell discourse to his apostles before his death is what we have in today's gospel. It's John chapter 14. These beautiful chapters of the Lord's discourse to the disciples at the Last Supper. I think it ties in so beautifully with our retreat today. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Because as we spend a day with our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Peace, we're led to a deeper relationship with Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And Jesus wants to give us his peace. It's the kind of peace that the world cannot give. Because this peace of Christ, this shalom, is a very deep interior serenity that can coexist even in the midst of sufferings, difficulties, trials, and tribulations. Look at that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. St. Paul is stoned almost to death, and St. Paul is lying there, covered in blood and with stones all around him. The disciples all gather around him, looking down at him, and Paul just gets up and he goes back into the city. You know, Paul was such a great man of peace, such a great man of strength. Even in the midst of sufferings, he still had that inner peace. How many of you were here? Was it last year or the year before when I gave the retreat and I gave a whole talk on peace? Was anybody here and I used this sign? Oh, hardly anybody. I can give that whole homily again. Very good. Now let me summarize it in a few seconds. P-E-A-C-E. The 5 ways to obtain peace in your life. The P in peace stands for prayer. Without prayer, we will not be at peace. Prayer is intimacy with Christ, intimacy with God. If we pray, we will have peace. The next letter in peace is E, and that is the Eucharist. If you want peace, spend time in Eucharistic adoration. Come to Mass, receive communion as often as you can, receive the Prince of Peace in Holy Communion in the Eucharist. The A stands for acceptance. To accept the will of God in your life. To abandon your will to the will of God. As Dante says, in his will is our peace. The C stands for confession, which is the sacrament of peace. We hear the priest say, "May God grant you pardon and peace." And then we have our sins absolved. And then the E is extend. Evangelize. Share peace and you'll have more peace within you. As St. Francis says, "Lord, make me a channel of your peace." That's what we're called to be, extenders of peace to others. So if you don't have peace in your life or don't have as much peace as you want, remember those 5 ideas. Prayer, the Eucharist, acceptance of God's will, confession, and extend, evangelize, share peace with others. So Jesus says in the Gospel, "I leave you my peace." It's not the world's kind of peace. This is Christ's peace. And as I mentioned, Father Aidan McGrath in that communist prison cell, he said he was never more peace in his whole life. And yet he was being tortured. He was imprisoned for his faith. And yet Christ gave him a peace that the world cannot give. And then the Lord, in the next sentence, I think this is a sentence you should, you know, write and look at it every day on your mirror. "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." Isn't that a great message? Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Remember when John Paul II became Pope? His first words were, "Be not afraid." My personal guess is that he was speaking to all the Italians because he was the first non-Italian pope in 500 years. They were scared to death. I mean, the Italian popes have been there for 500 years, and now you get somebody from Poland. And we have our first Polish pope. And he said, "Be not afraid." And of course, he led the church magnificently for 27 years as the pope. Always reminding people, do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Then Jesus says he's going away and will come back. He's referring to his death, but also his resurrection. He even says, if you love me, you would rejoice to see that I'm going to the Father. I'm going to ascend to the Father. And then he says, I have told you this so that when it happens, you may still believe. Yes, Jesus was preparing them for the scandal of the cross, that he was going to his death. Yes, he would be crucified with common criminals, but he would rise from the dead, and he would eventually ascend to heaven. He then concludes the gospel by saying, I have much more to speak with you, but this is all I can tell you. The ruler of this world is coming. That is Satan, the devil. He has no power over me, but I'm going through this upcoming passion and death and resurrection so that the world may know that I love the Father and do as the Father has commanded me. So yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And our Lord Jesus was so perfectly willing to do the will of his Heavenly Father, to die for each one of us on the cross.